there were two sons of preachers who were talking and trying to show off, and one said, "My father can preach on one verse of the Bible for an hour." And he said, "That's no problem at all, because my father can preach on nothing for 2 hours." I was talking to one of my friends recently, and he said, when you think about it, and if you are honest with yourself, you will have an answer for every question in life. And there are two possibilities if you are honest. You will have the answer by saying, "I know this," or you will have the answer by saying, "I do not know this." To have the ability to be honest with yourself and to realize what you do not know is the beginning of wisdom. Socrates said, "I know that I don't know, but there are people who know even less." And this applies to science and to all forms of knowledge. In fact, in science, ignorance follows knowledge. When you get to know one step more in science, you realize what you don't know, and you can propose theories, hypotheses about what is possible, because knowledge moves you even into more ignorance. And it's the same in theology. St. Thomas Aquinas, after writing so much about God and having some beatific vision or some vision of God, said, "What I wrote is nothing compared to the reality." And so it is that true science is living and acting and experimenting. And it is the same for religion. Religion is a lived activity. If you don't live it, you will never understand it. You won't even know what you don't know. That's why the Lord said, "Blessed is he who hears the word of God and keeps it." Religion is interactive. It is experimental. I had a friend who was always late for class. And one day he said, "Boy, it's hard to be on time." And one of my friends said, "How do you know? You've never been on time." You have to do something to understand it. In fact, one of the few flags in the world that has the Bible on it is the Dominican Republic. And the verse there is, "The truth shall set you free." And knowing the truth that I don't know everything, that there are many things I don't know, brings us closer to knowledge and wisdom than pretending and making stuff up. So speak honestly to yourself and to others. Have that beautiful freedom which advances knowledge and makes you know what you are ignorant of. "I know who I am, but there is a lot I don't know about myself." That is why the saints pray to God, like Saint Teresa, who said, "Lord, help me, because I don't know how to help myself. Teach me to look at myself honestly, because I don't know what I see. And what I see, I don't like. Help me to appreciate the beauty that you have instilled within me, and to be honest where that beauty needs some help." May God give us the grace to speak honestly, and then we will have an answer to every question, and we will be honest in our ignorance, and that is how wisdom is born. Slava Isusu Christu!
Amen.